sponsors, you know, that the land was available because the contractor that was going to develop it couldn't do so. So the city bought that property that was already platted with approximately 42 lots on it. And we've leveled the ground and have the development ready for the first phase. So this summer we're planning on putting in the infrastructure and sidewalks and streets so we can sell lots hopefully in the near future.
And one of the things you're in the process right now are basically kind of developing, you know, incentives, things of that nature. And you're kind of early in the ballgame.
Yeah, we're very early. Discussion is, you know, what kind of incentives do you put out there? Do you put out, you know, you sell a lot and then reimburse part of it back when the house is built? Do you do some kind of incentive towards the taxes or the increment of the tax? And just a lot of good conversation that way.
So there are how many total lot potential at this sponsor addition? And then phase one would involve how many lots?
So total lots, there's 42. Phase one would have 12 in it. And if we phase it properly, phase one, two, and three, I believe phase one has 12 lots. Phase two has approximately 15. And then there's another 15 in phase three.
And the one thing that Justin Blazer mentioned tonight, the road and the sidewalks and that infrastructure, the plan is to have that in by the end of 2025.
That is correct. Right now we're hoping to start construction early summer with the basically the power, the